Yeah, so we're live on 92.1 KRBLS, Anna, we'll start with you. You're able to get the series sweep of Pella this year, the season series so far. You have one more game against them on Friday. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you were seeing out there tonight and what allowed you guys to get the W.
I was seeing a lot of people fighting for this win, this like triple win that we have against Pella. And we were just hustling, fighting, putting it all out in. And especially at the end, when Sia got hurt, we had to fight more, keep on hustling. So, yeah.
Well, and from your perspective, the defense was a little tough tonight, but how were you guys able to battle through it and prevent Pella from getting those runs that they needed?
We battled through just believing in ourselves and believing in each other, you know, having patience with the ball and getting to it fast and hustling.
Well, and I had the chance to talk to you back in the spring about soccer. You were going to try out for soccer, and then we flipped the script to softball. And so this is a sport you're a little more accustomed to. What does it mean to have the opportunity to play this summer, and what's it been like out there for these last 3 weeks?
The opportunity is amazing, and I'm glad that we get to play this year, and I'm super happy with the team. We all bond together, and it's just been amazing playing softball with everyone.
Well, very good. Why don't you pass the mic on to Bailey? Well, and Bailey, you had a tough air to start this game. Things didn't go so well. That allowed the first run to eventually score, but your teammates were able to pick you up, and that's been kind of the case, I think, a lot this year. What's it been like with this tight-knit group and the ability to help each other when things don't go maybe so well like they did tonight?
Yeah, it's been really great. So I got really down on myself, honestly, for the first couple innings, and you can kind of tell. But mostly Natalie and Sierra, they just came up to me and, you know, just – talked me through it and told me everything was going to be okay just to get over it. So that was really great to have those kind of teammates there with me.
Well, and this lineup has shown an ability a couple of times to come back from tough situations. It started all the way on the opening night when you were down against Oskaloosa, made it a game late, and you've had a couple of those games. What about this offense this year do you think has really allowed you to stay in games even if you do fall behind?
Well, I think we have a really great lineup. Everyone can hit, and everyone does different things for the team. And we just have to work on our mechanics and – yeah, I think it's just been really great. If we don't do too great in the middle of the games, you know, we come back. Like the Oski game, you said, that was a hard game, but then we came through at the end. So,
well, and Wednesday was crazy. You were able to get a win there, and then a win to end the regular season. This is your last home game of the year with the playoff brackets coming out, being the bottom seed. What does it mean to close out this field with a couple of big wins against some good opponents?
It's been really great. I mean, our road to state's really hard, so getting this win feels really great, and I'm just thankful for our seniors that helped us all the way through, and yeah, I'm excited for the future, so yeah.
And we got a week left of the regular season. You actually get a couple of days of practice, and then you're at Grinnell and have three nights, and then Colfax Mingo, who you might see in the playoffs, and then the same Pella team. What are the big keys, do you think, heading into the final week, and what do you need to work on the most to be ready for the playoffs?
I think we just need a solid defense, and yeah, we just got to hit people home. That's basically what we need to work on, and just work together, so yeah.
Let's pass it on to Kate Voss as we wrap things up here in our Cabinet Design of Pella Radio postgame show. We got a crazy one going on in the baseball diamond. It's now 2-1 as Pella Christian trying to fight back there. And Kate, nice to have you up here, first of all. Same question I asked Anna. What does it mean to be able to play softball this summer and be out here with your friends?
Honestly, it's one of the best things ever. To get to come together as a team and grow and just grow in who we are just shows who we are and is how we're willing to fight through this all and come together.
Well, and you often get the perspective of watching and being a part of the dugout and really being a part of the energy as this team, especially when they hit. You know, what are the keys that you think, from a dugout perspective, you do to try and help those batters, especially when they need fired up, like on Wednesday night and here tonight in a close game?
Honestly, just being loud, and so that way they know that we're back there behind them and that we're going to bring them in and fight for them. So just being loud, communicating, and showing that they are important to us.
Well, the season is short. We blinked. We're almost done. You got a week of the regular season, and then we're in the playoffs. Similar question to what I asked for Bailey. What are the things you need to work on, especially with two practices coming up Monday and Tuesday, and three back-to-back games all on the road?
Honestly, just talking, getting our throws down, and hitting. It's just those three things that's what's keeping us back. If we get them down, we're gonna go far into this.
Well, let's hope so. That's Kate Voss of the victorious Eagles, 5-4. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you.
Hope a long postseason ahead.